Hi, this is Mark Lenges from discovergrowth.com. A few years ago, I had a funny name for a hike pop into my head. It was the Better Butt Hike, which I thought was funny at the time. And in this blog post, I want to share with you two things. First of all, how I turned this funny idea into a powerful group transformation, and three business building lessons that I learned from that experience. You see, I had organized and led many group hikes, and most of them were about the beautiful scenery and socializing while being active. Now, that was a lot of fun, but this idea had a purpose. It had a promise of a transformation. What transformation? A better butt. So here's an exercise for you. What clear transformation do you provide your clients? Now, I knew it was a great idea. It was clear, it had purpose, and it was funny for me. So I wondered, how can I turn this into a powerful group transformation? So let's figure this out. We'll do this step by step, okay? First question is, who would want and value this? Clearly, people who were sick and tired of being a bit too much Pillsbury Doughboy and wanted to get fit and firm up their behind now. Maybe fit nicely into those jeans or that dress so they turn heads when they walk into the room. Sounds like a lot of people. So the question for you is, who wants and values your transformation? Second question is, how would I deliver on this promise if they did the work, and how's this different from any other hike? What's the secret sauce? In my case, it was hills, 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 and upping the intensity. You see, hiking slowly and leisurely on flat terrain does not do much to firm up your glutes. That's your gluteus maximus. Climbing hills activates the glutes and firms up your butt. And short bursts of increased intensity also does wonders. So your exercise is, how can you deliver on your promise if they did the work? The third question is, who is most likely to do what it takes to get that transformation? Well, the first part is, who's it not? Non-active people who do not hike on a regular basis, who do not yet have the foundation to handle hills and intensity, would not be suitable. So non-hiking beginners are out. They must be intermediate hikers, and I made this very clear in my event description. Second of all, who is it actually? So we know who it's not, but who is it? Well, the people I was looking for were highly committed hikers who were willing to show up and do the work. If they trusted me and worked the process, they would get the results. So I made the description very intimidating to scare away the uncommitted. But highly committed people love challenges, and they showed up. And that's a very important lesson for you. So your exercise is, who is most likely to do what it takes to get your transformation? Who is most likely to have success? Now, after that whole process, I secretly wondered whether anyone would be interested in this. But the only way to find out is to try it. So what happened? Total success. The first time I did the hike, organized the hike, 12 people showed up. I explained clearly what they were up against, what we would do, and I threw out some warnings. Not only did they do the work, but they loved it so much they wanted me to do it again the next week. So I led the group weekly for the rest of the summer, and not only did they keep showing up, but the group grew to 30 people, and they loved how their bodies were transforming. And at the end of the season, I led a subset of them to climb the CN Tower in Toronto, which is 1,776 steps, similar to the Empire State Building, which is at 1,576 steps. Now, wow, I don't know about you, but that was a great group transformation. They really felt it. So what are the three business building lessons that I learned? Well, you know, this was such a great experience. I wondered, how does this apply to your business and to mine? Three lessons. Lesson one, every transformation is a hill climb. Let's get real here. Transformation means that something changes in your life or your business or in your client's life. For something to change, you must change, which means you must take action. The reality is, every transformation is a hill climb, not an elevator ride. You must climb the hill if you want that transformation. And with the right guidance, you can do this. You will become a better you in the process. Most people want the transformation but want to be spoon-fed. It doesn't work that way. If you think of every transformation as a doable hill climb, you will have the right mindset to complete it and get results, any results. Think of it as strength training. The more you do, the stronger you get. I mean, it's basically just step by step, and persistence on the right steps pays off. And when you get to the top, the view is incredible. So your exercise is, what clear transformation do you provide your clients? Okay, and I'm asking you this again because I want you to revisit this and get even clearer as to what your transformation is. Okay, lesson two, only action creates transformation. Information does not create transformation. A transformation is a series of actions, not a series of learning modules. Okay? The bottom of the hill is crowded with people looking for the easy button to ride the elevator up to the top. That's what sells most information. But information doesn't create transformation. Only action does. So people end up disappointed with the lack of results and look for the next bright, shiny object or info product, and the cycle repeats itself. You see, the information paradox is that more information makes you realize there's so much you don't know, which gives you a feeling of uncertainty, which you try to alleviate with even more information. Next thing you know, you're stagnant in an endless, ever-expanding cycle of information gathering with nothing to show for it. You do need the right strategy. That's critical. But transformation is not complex. If you know what you're doing, and your mentor should, it is simple steps repeated over and over again. So you move forward to the next milestone, get stronger, and make progress. You don't need more information. You need more of the right action. The information is that which is needed to support that action step, not everything you know. Your coach or mentor will have curated the most effective and efficient set of action steps, that strategy, so you could get to your transformation quicker. But in the end, the truth is, the only way to get to the top of the hill is to climb it. You have to do the climbing. No one can do it for you, and no amount of information will allow you to skip taking action. Take action, climb the hill, and you're going to get the transformation that you desire. Okay? And your exercise is, what series of action steps or milestones will lead your clients to their transformation? And lesson three is, you don't have to do it alone. Can you do it alone? Yes, but do it yourself means never for most people. However, a great coach can lead you up the hill faster, easier, with higher probability of success and less injury. He's figured out how to do it in the most effective and efficient way. He also empowers, encourages, and enables you to do it. So here are the next steps. Okay? The questions are, just to review, what is the transformation you're offering? Who values it most? What are the action steps or milestones that lead to that transformation? And who is most likely to do the work and get that transformation? So here's an action step for you. Answer the questions, email me your answers, and I will give you some feedback. Okay? Send them to support@discovergrowth.com. Again, email your answers to these questions to support@discovergrowth.com, and I'll give you some feedback. Second of all, do you want my help to figure it out? If so, apply for a free strategy session with me, and I'll help you figure it out in a phone chat. We'll talk about it and work through it, okay? So if you want to do that, go to discovergrowth.com/DS, which is short for discovery session, but it's /DS, and you can apply for a free strategy session for me, and if it's a fit, I'll make room for you in my calendar. It's not for everybody, okay? I don't have room for everybody to do that, but apply, and there's a good chance that I will get a chance to talk to you. Now, I want to remind you about this, okay? I specialize in marketing strategies that help you fill your programs with highly committed clients. I'm not a fitness coach, okay? But I do believe that every entrepreneur needs to make health and fitness a priority. So let me help you figure this out. We'll figure out what the transformation is that you give your clients and all the things that go along with that. Just apply for a free strategy session now. You don't have to do this alone, okay? discovergrowth.com/DS. And this is Mark Lenges, Chief Transformation and Better Butt Officer at discovergrowth.com, signing out. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.